Good evening from the National Service of the Liberia Broadcasting System. Hello and welcome to the Newsline. 1 full hour of all the major news forming about Liberia, Africa, and the rest of the world. Today is Wednesday, September 18, 2024. My name is Emmanuel Colley presenting. In the headlines, the United States Agency for International Development and the International Rescue Committee turned over electronic integrated disease surveillance and response system to Liberia. State security officers arrested a man at Liberia-Guinea border for his alleged connection to a coup plot in neighboring Guinea. Senate Committee on Defense, Security, Intelligence and Veteran Affairs cites several entities in the security sector for a conference. And away from Liberia, Islamist insurgents in Burkina Faso set up attacks on civilians, carry out door-to-door killings and targeting Christian worshippers. We have the details of these very interesting developments, the weather report, the news in French, simple Liberian English, all in better tonight. But first, Grace Molly is and the Shape of the News Bulletin.
The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the International Rescue Committee, IRC, have turned over the electronic integrated disease surveillance and response system to the government of Liberia. The system is geared towards early detection, notification, and reporting of priority disease health issues and effective response to potential disease outbreaks and other health emergencies in the country. According to an Enfield release, the electronic system is designed to significantly improve public health surveillance by enhancing real-time case notification and data flow across all levels of the human and animal health system. The infrastructural development of this system marks a significant milestone in Liberia's efforts to enhance its public health public health surveillance and response capabilities electronically. State security officers have arrested a man identified as Ibrahima Khalil Sharif at the Liberia-Guinea border for his alleged connection to a coup plot in neighboring Guinea. Suspect Sharif has since been forwarded to the Monrovia City Court for prosecution for multiple offenses. He has since been remanded at the Monrovia Central Prison because of his failure to file a valid appearance bond and also because the grand jury is sitting to indict him. His charges ranged from mercenarism, armed insurrection, criminal facilitation, criminal conspiracy, criminal solicitation, and paramilitary activities. Due to the lack of jurisdiction over suspect Sharif's criminal case, Monrovia City Court Magistrate Ben Bako has transferred the case file to Criminal Court A as provided by law. Prior to Magistrate Barco's action, state securities assigned to the court accused suspect Ibrahima Khalil Sharif of recruiting several individuals in Liberia to serve as mercenaries for armed operation in Guinea. It is alleged that the suspect was given $115,000 by former President Alpha Condé for the execution of the planned subversion of the current Guinean government. The Senate Committee on Defense, Security, Intelligence, and Veteran Affairs has cited several entities in the security sector of the country for a conference next week. Institutions and individuals invited include Ministries of Justice, Defense, National Security Agency, and the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces of Liberia. According to our legislative reporter, the meeting focuses on national security matters with reference to an alleged Russian